Now open your question paper and look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1.
So I understand you're interested in our exercise program.
Yes, I am. It's been 2 months since my injury. I want to get back in shape.
Okay. And how often do you currently do aerobic exercise?
I walk 3 times per week, but I can't go fast.
That's typical after an injury.
So I've heard. How intense is the program?
We start with light activity. Then we work toward moderate activity.
That sounds manageable. I'd like to sign up.
Now listen again.
So I understand you're interested in our exercise program.
Yes, I am. It's been 2 months since my injury. I want to get back in shape.
Okay. And how often do you currently do aerobic exercise?
I walk 3 times per week, but I can't go fast.
That's typical after an injury.
So I've heard. How intense is the program?
We start with light activity. Then we work toward moderate activity.
That sounds manageable. I'd like to sign up.
Two.
Hello, Bill. What's troubling you today?
My finger really hurts.
Let me take a look at it. Yes, it's all red with a blister. What happened?
I touched a hot stove.
I see. Did anyone provide first aid?
Yeah, I ran some cold water over it.
Well, it probably helped. It should be fine in a few days. Just put aloe vera on it.
Thank you, doctor. I'll try to be more careful.
Now listen again.
Hello, Bill. What's troubling you today?
My finger really hurts.
Let me take a look at it. Yes, it's all red with a blister. What happened?
I touched a hot stove.
I see. Did anyone provide first aid?
Yeah, I ran some cold water over it.
Well, it probably helped. It should be fine in a few days. Just put aloe vera on it.
Thank you, doctor. I'll try to be more careful.
Three.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How are you feeling today?
I'm all right, but there's a dull ache in my side.
Okay. Good thing you're getting a physical exam, then. Do I have your consent?
Sure.
First, let me finish the demographic data. What's your age?
I'm 62 years old.
Great. Next up is palpation of the abdomen. I'm going to touch your stomach. Just tell me when it hurts.
Okay. Yeah, it hurts there, right below my ribs.
Now listen again.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How are you feeling today?
I'm all right, but there's a dull ache in my side.
Okay. Good thing you're getting a physical exam, then. Do I have your consent?
Sure.
First, let me finish the demographic data. What's your age?
I'm 62 years old.
Great. Next up is palpation of the abdomen. I'm going to touch your stomach. Just tell me when it hurts.
Okay. Yeah, it hurts there, right below my ribs.
Four.
How are you feeling, Virginia?
The same. I still have the stomach pain as before.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Does the doctor know what's wrong yet?
Well, he doesn't think it's an ulcer. He believes you might have appendicitis, though.
Really? Isn't that deadly sometimes?
Very rarely. He's also recommending a colonoscopy to make sure there's nothing wrong with your colon or intestine. Is that okay with you?
Yes, I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Now listen again.
How are you feeling, Virginia?
The same. I still have the stomach pain as before.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Does the doctor know what's wrong yet?
Well, he doesn't think it's an ulcer. He believes you might have appendicitis, though.
Really? Isn't that deadly sometimes?
Very rarely. He's also recommending a colonoscopy to make sure there's nothing wrong with your colon or intestine. Is that okay with you?
Yes, I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Five.
First, what equipment do you use the most?
Well, I'm often checking vital signs. So I mostly use basic equipment, like a stethoscope.
Ah, of course. You probably use a thermometer and a blood pressure cuff frequently, too.
Yes, I use those with most of my patients.
What about more serious cases, say cardiac arrest?
Then I might use the defibrillator. I don't use it often, but it's very useful to have.
I bet it is. Okay, let's talk more about cardiac equipment.
Now listen again.
First, what equipment do you use the most?
Well, I'm often checking vital signs. So I mostly use basic equipment, like a stethoscope.
Ah, of course. You probably use a thermometer and a blood pressure cuff frequently, too.
Yes, I use those with most of my patients.
What about more serious cases, say, cardiac arrest?
Then I might use the defibrillator. I don't use it often, but it's very useful to have.
I bet it is. Okay, let's talk more about cardiac equipment.
6.
What's going on with our patient?
I'm not sure. She's complaining of abdominal pain.
The problem could be something she ate. Is the pain in her stomach?
No, it's much lower than that. I think it might be in the lower intestines.
So it could be in the colon.
Maybe. She says it only hurts on the right side.
On the right side? Oh, I bet it's her appendix.
Of course. It might be inflamed. I'll mention that to the ER staff.
Now listen again.
What's going on with our patient?
I'm not sure. She's complaining of abdominal pain.
The problem could be something she ate. Is the pain in her stomach?
No, it's much lower than that. I think it might be in the lower intestines.
So it could be in the colon.
Maybe. She says it only hurts on the right side.
On the right side? Oh, I bet it's her appendix.
Of course. It might be inflamed. I'll mention that to the ER staff.
7.
I want to start you on a resistance exercise program.
What does that entail?
We start off easy, using some light dumbbells and resistance bands.
That doesn't sound too bad.
As your muscle strength and power improves, we increase the resistance.
Is that it?
I also like my patients to do some cross training as well.
What does that do?
It increases overall fitness in addition to functional strength.
Now listen again.
I want to start you on a resistance exercise program.
What does that entail?
We start off easy, using some light dumbbells and resistance bands.
That doesn't sound too bad.
As your muscle strength and power improves, we increase the resistance.
Is that it?
I also like my patients to do some cross training as well.
What does that do?
It increases overall fitness in addition to functional strength.
Is that it?
I also like my patients to do some cross training as well.
What does that do?
It increases overall fitness in addition to functional strength.
8.
All right, Lisa. Tell me what you saw when you arrived.
Well, the victim was lying on the living room floor.
Did you see the assailant?
No. As far as I could tell, the victim was the only person here.
Well, we actually have a suspect already. Maybe the victim can identify him from a photograph.
I don't know. She's barely responsive.
Did she give any statements that might help us?
She was repeating someone's name when I arrived. It was Matthew.
9. Now listen again.
All right, Lisa. Tell me what you saw when you arrived.
Well, the victim was lying on the living room floor.
Did you see the assailant?
No. As far as I could tell, the victim was the only person here.
Well, we actually have a suspect already. Maybe the victim can identify him from a photograph.
I don't know. She's barely responsive.
Did she give any statements that might help us?
She was repeating someone's name when I arrived. It was Matthew.
9.
On my last call, I treated a patient who was coughing up blood. I think he had TB.
Okay. Was there something unusual about this patient?
Not really. But he was pretty uncooperative. And he was clearly an intravenous drug user.
You mean he had marks from a needle on his skin?
Exactly. And there was other evidence of drugs in his apartment. Anyway, I lacerated my hand while trying to subdue him.
Uh-oh.
Now listen again.
On my last call, I treated a patient who was coughing up blood. I think he had TB.
Okay. Was there something unusual about this patient?
Not really. But he was pretty uncooperative. And he was clearly an intravenous drug user.
You mean he had marks from a needle on his skin?
Exactly. And there was other evidence of drugs in his apartment. Anyway, I lacerated my hand while trying to subdue him.
Uh-oh.
10.
Is now a good time to review today's cases?
Yes. My first patient presented with leg and foot issues.
Okay. What range of motion did he have?
He was able to perform elevation and depression exercises.
That's promising. Was the leg or the foot worse?
The foot. Pronation and supination were particularly challenging. I'm going to draw up a treatment plan tonight.
That sounds advisable.
Yes. Now, let's discuss one of your cases.
Now listen again.
Is now a good time to review today's cases?
Yes. My first patient presented with leg and foot issues.
Okay. What range of motion did he have?
He was able to perform elevation and depression exercises.
That's promising. Was the leg or the foot worse?
The foot. Pronation and supination were particularly challenging. I'm going to draw up a treatment plan tonight.
That sounds advisable.
Yes. Now, let's discuss one of your cases.
That is the end of part one.
Now turn to part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Most people seem to think that in order to become healthier, we need to go to the gym every day and eat hardly anything. This, however, is really not the way to go about changing your unhealthy habits. Just a few basic changes to our daily routine can improve our health dramatically. If you are the kind of person who keeps trying to exercise regularly but keeps failing, it's time to think again about your attitude. It's important not to focus on your failures, but instead be positive about your successes. Instead of being unhappy because you didn't go to the gym 5 times last week, be proud of the fact that at least you went twice. One good reason to eat healthily is that it could improve your mood. A recent survey has found that 80% of people felt better when they changed what they ate or drank. A quarter of them said their bad moods and stress disappeared. The greatest benefit was felt after drinking more water, eating more vegetables, reducing sugar, and cutting down on coffee. Another way of improving your mood and reducing stress is to take care when you do things. If you start something, make sure you finish it, even if it is a minor task. Doing so can make you feel happier. When you get close to achieving something, your brain sends out reward signals that make you feel positive. Finally, you should make sure that you get plenty of sleep. Don't have too many late nights, although an occasional one won't do you any harm. Without sleep, the brain can't work properly, and you'll get depressed. So look after your body, and your body will look after you.
Now listen again.
Most people seem to think that in order to become healthier, we need to go to the gym every day and eat hardly anything. This, however, is really not the way to go about changing your unhealthy habits. Just a few basic changes to our daily routine can improve our health dramatically. If you are the kind of person who keeps trying to exercise regularly but keeps failing, it's time to think again about your attitude. It's important not to focus on your failures, but instead be positive about your successes. Instead of being unhappy because you didn't go to the gym 5 times last week, be proud of the fact that at least you went twice. One good reason to eat healthily is that it could improve your mood. A recent survey has found that 80% of people felt better when they changed what they ate or drank. A quarter of them said their bad moods and stress disappeared. The greatest benefit was felt after drinking more water, eating more vegetables, reducing sugar, and cutting down on coffee. Another way of improving your mood and reducing stress is to take care when you do things. If you start something, make sure you finish it, even if it is a minor task. Doing so can make you feel happier. When you get close to achieving something, your brain sends out reward signals that make you feel positive. Finally, you should make sure that you get plenty of sleep. Don't have too many late nights, although an occasional one won't do you any harm. Without sleep, the brain can't work properly,
and you'll get depressed. So look after your body, and your body will look after you.
That is the end of part two.
Now, turn to part three.
Part three.
Mum, I'm going out tonight and wondered if I could borrow your jacket.
Okay.
Thanks. I've got it. It looks great with this skirt.
But that's my new jacket. I thought you meant my black one.
Oh, please. I love this pink one. I'll look after it if you lend it to me. I promise.
I haven't worn it yet, so take it off, please. You can borrow it when I've worn it a few times.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Where did you get that blue skirt?
But you never wear it, Mum.
It's my best one, so I only wear it when I go somewhere very special.
But I've got nothing to wear. I haven't had any new clothes for ages. Will you come shopping with me?
If you put your own clothes on instead of mine, I'll come shopping with you. Will you do that?
Okay.
But I need to send some emails first.
Don't be too long.
Have you got any money to buy clothes with?
I've got a bit, but probably not enough. Can you lend me some?
What happens to the money you earn?
I had to buy some birthday presents.
That's true.
I'm thinking of giving up that job anyway. I want one with longer hours.
That's not a good idea. You need time to do your schoolwork. If you work hard, you'll get a place at university. The job you've got is fine, as it's only 5 hours a week, and the pay isn't bad. Enough for you to buy CDs and a few clothes.
Perhaps you're right. Anyway, can we go? We'll be too late unless we leave now. The shop's shut at 6 today.
But I haven't written my emails yet.
Can't you do them when we get back?
I suppose so. We won't be too long, I hope.
Now listen again.
Part 3.
Mum, I'm going out tonight and wondered if I could borrow your jacket.
Okay.
Thanks. I've got it. It looks great with this skirt.
But that's my new jacket. I thought you meant my black one.
Oh, please. I love this pink one. I'll look after it if you lend it to me. I promise.
I haven't worn it yet, so take it off, please. You can borrow it when I've worn it a few times.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Where did you get that blue skirt?
But you never wear it, Mum.
It's my best one, so I only wear it when I go somewhere very special.
But I've got nothing to wear. I haven't had any new clothes for ages. Will you come shopping with me?
If you put your own clothes on instead of mine, I'll come shopping with you. Will you do that?
Okay.
But I need to send some emails first.
Don't be too long.
Have you got any money to buy clothes with?
I've got a bit, but probably not enough. Can you lend me some?
What happens to the money you earn?
I had to buy some birthday presents.
That's true.
I'm thinking of giving up that job anyway. I want one with longer hours.
That's not a good idea. You need time to do your schoolwork. If you work hard, you'll get a place at university. The job you've got is fine, as it's only 5 hours a week, and the pay isn't bad. Enough for you to buy CDs and a few clothes.
Perhaps you're right. Anyway, can we go? We'll be too late unless we leave now. The shop's shut at 6 today.
But I haven't written my emails yet.
Can't you do them when we get back?
I suppose so. We won't be too long, I hope.
That is the end of part 3.